Hashem Eloi Lamre. The prophet doesn't say by says by Yair Elov. Don't even mention Avram's name. So one of the verses that Cleopas says, because the zechus that Avram zoichet hazah shros hashchina was his anova, so it doesn't mention his name. It was Vayera Elov. The fact that he was that anov, he didn't spear it that he's Avram Avraham Ein Goyim because of his anova that he felt like he's a kilu. That's why he was zoichet. So it's Vayera Elov. Another chat is because the emesis is the zechus that hashros hashchina came now to Avram Avinu was because of the bris mila. By a bris mila, the shchina comes. So it's not in the zechus of Avram. It's Elov. It's because of the that it was shlishi. Like Rashi Taka says, Be'eloi ne Mamre, Hu shenosan loy Eitza al hamilo. Mamre gave him the Eitza. What does it mean Mamre gave him the Eitza? The emesis is, Avram Avinu, Hashem was misavim to do the Mila. He needed an Eitza from Mamre. But the pshat is Avram had three Bali Bris. On their Eshkol and Mamre, they were Bali Bris Avram. Now treaty with someone, if you're going to do a Bris Mila to you and Kalanji Beisoy, you have to let your Shutvim of the treaty know. There's going to be a Chulsha. So you have to be in the yayitz with them. And Onar and Eshkol said, no. But it was Mamre who Taka told Avram, he gave him nothing like Eitza al Hamila, he told him he had to do the Mila. Another pshat is Eitza, the Gemara in Shabbos uses the lashon of refuah. Mamre gave him an Eitza, he gave him a certain refuah that to do for after the Bris Mila. Another pshat, the Taimi Amin Hagen brings an interesting pshat. There's a Shaila Machloikis in the Gemara Psochim on the Zayin by Bris Mila, the Bracha is Lomul or Al Hamila. This is a Shaila by a lot of Brachas. Whether it's the sugi, the famous sugi of Al or Lid. And it's a shayla by Bris Mila. It's one of the cases the Gemara handled. That's what the Rishonim Bechlal handled, all the schoys of brachos. But Mamre gave him an Eitza Al Hamila. His Eitza was that the nusach, the correct nusach, is Taka Al Hamila. Another pshat is that Avram Avinu Avadi was the stava from the Boire. He doesn't need an Eitza from Mamre, but the pshat is he had a sugi. Should he do the Bris Tzino or Bifarhesia? The Emes Avram Avinu the whole time was he had a question whether it's kedai to be mafars in this, or maybe it's better to be done shtile. One more shot that Avram Avinu had a suffix. We said yes last week that the Bris Mila was on Yom Kippur, and we had a whole pilpul. The MS is a Mila shaleiv is mana. It's not doing Yom Kippur. He should wait till tomorrow. But maybe it's not Yom Kippur yet because he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he did the Bris Mila. And we had a whole arichas on that. But you can hear that he tzveik stodim had it done. Does he have a medoyach? Does he have a din of Yisrael? So he was miyayit with Mamre for some reason, and Mamre gave him the Eitza al Hamilo to do it then. Now the Mishpir in Midrashim, because on one hand it says that this was a Shlishi Lamilosoi, and if the Bris Mila of Avram was on Yom Kippur, then it's now Yud Beit Tishrei. But there's an alternative medrash brought down in Vali Tosis bring that it was on Pesach. Another pshat is that it was Sukkis, and the Pnei Shuvah Betzim deals with this in Rosh Hashanah Dafir Aleph, that it was Shlishi Lamilosoi, it was Takadei after the Mila, and the Mila was Takam Yom Kippur, and now it's Sukkis. And that's why it says, V'hu Yoyshev Pesach Ha'oil K'choy Mayoi. Why was he in the Pesach Ha'oil? He should have been sitting in the Sukkah. Because it was very hot, and it started in a Sukkah. But when the Malachim came, he Taka tells them, V'hishanu Tachat Ha'eit. The Schach, Eit is the Schach, to sit under the Schach. And he tells them, Ki Al Gavarten. Meaning, Azoy, you tell me, Holchei Drochim, put them in a sukkah, or Alkei Navartim, you're passing by anyway, the sukkah's right here, please come into the sukkah. So he invites them into the sukkah. Now it's interesting, he himself was sitting outside the sukkah, he was tired, he had just had the Bris Mila, so he was sitting Pesach oil. Yeah, but now he has Achmos HaSorchim. And this is reminiscent of the famous Maisa, which Reb Chaim Oizer was once not well, so he wasn't sitting in the sukkah. And a certain Oireach came, and he told the Oireach to go into the sukkah, and a few minutes later, Reb Chaim Oizer was made a ma'amat, he pushed himself, he came into the sukkah. And he said, until now I was with Nara Potam and Asukkah, but now I have a Chiyav Achnos Asorchim. This is an under effect. Achnos Asorchim are Ryan in the Sukkah, because that's like a big zach that Avram Avinu, even though he was being Makabal Hashroz Pnei Shechina, he switched now, and he felt it's more important to his Avodah, for his whole Mahal HaChayim, even more than Godel Meshroz Shechina, is the Achnos Asorchim. Vayar, Vihine Shloisha Anoshim. The Ramban explains that this was in a Vuhr. Vayar, he sees, he brings to the Rambam like that, he sees, the Zohar, what did he see? Shloisha Anoshim. What were the Shloisha Anoshim? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. He saw the Vua of how the Shloisha Ovis is going to be the Haschava of a process of the creation of Klal Yisrael, of a Tichin Adam, and to start the process. He sees the three Anoshim, he sees the three Ovis. As they state the Zohar. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says in Baba Metziah, Rashi brings it here, and that's involved. The Gemara says, it was Shloisha Malachim. The Shloisha Malachim, well, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael was coming to give the Besura of Sorrow. that the next year she's going to have a baby. Raphael to do her for Avram, and Gabriel to do the Haficha of Sodom. Later on, two Malachim go to Loit. One of them to do the Haficha of Sodom, we said, Gabriel. But another Malach is coming to be Matzil Loit. The Likus Rishonim, whether the Malach of the Refuah of Avram was going to be the one to do the Hatzolah of Loit, or Mechoil, who came to do the Besura of Sarah, he's also coming to do the Hatzolah of Loit. Either way, it's a Shaila, Malachim don't have Tafkidit. So maybe he finished the tafkid of the Besura, he can now switch to the second tafkid of Hatzolah's Loit. And if it's Rafal, I heard once a pshat, because if Avram Avinu is going to not, if you're not going to save Loit, Avram Avinu is going to Admas Nefesh and Achlish and Sadat, it's Vaita, it's Refuas Avram, Hatzolah's Loit is Refuas Avram. It's his nephew, it's his shvagar, it's going to be a Tzair. Now the might of these Malachim also came as Hoshet Arvim. And they came as the Hekatim Sasad, meaning Avram, with the Avoid of Achnas Sarkin. So I heard a Shaila, that's also a spirit to the Tafkid. And we said, a Malach does one Tafkid. He said, Michael, Gabriel, Rafael, each one for that Tafkid. There's another Tafkid here, to be the Shloisha Archim of Avram. So Ken Zayin, you have to know, these Malachim looked like they were Arvim. Maybe they came with two Bechinis. They were a Malach Taka, but then literally they came down looking like Arvim. That they had the Tafkid on. It's a spout. They came with the bechin of Malachim is Levaser Vosora, Lerapi Avram, Lahapis Gastoy. But boys, I mean that there's another bechin here. They look like regular people. That bechin was taka for Avram Avinu and Avnasa Sarto. Lemoshel, a few degmois, I saw interesting kasher, the Achroinim asked, we're going to get to Behemshech, that it says he gave them Vosra Vacholov. So the Achroinim says, Vosra Vacholov, they weren't Mavashel with Tzazaman. So I saw the Shpaif who brings up Shad, he says, because Malachim is Gufam Eish. So it became Bishel, the Vosra Vacholov, the Gufam Nisra. Yeah, but that's the bechin of the Malach. L'chare, the bechin of the Vacholov is the... Also, it says, the Medrash, it was Kechoyim Ayoyim, at a time when there's no tzail, when there's no shade. So I saw Hebrish, because Avraham Avinu was going to chapo Yisrael, if he sees there's no shadow, because the Malachim don't have a shadow. So it was at a time when it was Kechoyim Ayoyim, where anyways there's no shadow, because the sun's on the top. Oh, but Ken Zayin, l'chare, the bechin of, that they came Ka'arvim, there is a tzail, it comes built in with the tzail. The Malach doesn't have tzail. The bechin is Arvim. So it's a shtickle of a ha'ara. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia that everything that Avram did here with Achnos Zorchim, whatever me'atmoi, he was zoicha klal Yisrael lebonav, that they were zoicha from Hashem alein. El abokar rot Avram, v'ruach nosam eis Hashem. Vayika chema v'cholot, so when that's zoicha to lechem in Hashemayim, he was zoicha to the mon. The Mepharshim explain, later it says the mon and the bear and Anon was Bistos Aaron by Shemirian, but here the Shoirish of it came from Avram. Bu Oymed Aleim, is Hinnani Oymed Lefanecha. But Yukach no Ma'at Mayim, Yukach no Ma'at Mayim Ayidei Shliach. So he was Zoich also that the Mayim came on Ayidei Shliach. I heard a word that the Her, Shmuel Birnbaum Hatzal. He says, why Taka did Avram do it Ayidei Shliach? Everything else he did Ayidei Atzmai. He says, the Etzema was a Knech of a Maila in Achnos HaZorachim. If he would give the water himself, they would Shterzach to ask for it. Not the mind saying, after another glass, after then it's a better Achnos HaZorachim that Stam the Mishoros is doing it, they'll feel more bakfem to ask. Oh, but it's Mach Nishtois in Chesh Ben Shemayim. He didn't do it Ayidei Atzmai, Klai Yisrael. And Avram Avinu knows that. Avram Avinu knows Kol HaTerukula, and he knows Baba Metzia Daf Tevot, and he knows this part. So he knows that the fact that he's doing it not Ayidei Atzmai, the Klai Yisrael, the Doiris is going to get. It's a Batsor Ayidei Shliach. And it's right, there's a mile of Hamid Ayidei Boiri. Oh, but he made that cheshbon for the Hachnosis Orchim. Now it's better on the Shliach. Hachnosis Orchim is a tasef, and Hachnosis Orchim is a Shliach. And then Doris, Zoichabon of Ayyadei Shliach. That's the cheshbon. He was oized Ashros Ashchina for this Hachnosis Orchim. So he knows that it's going to lead to Zochabon of Ayyadei Shliach. That's the end goal. Vayikach chema v'cholov. The Gemara in Bechoyrus Davov has a lengthy shakel of Atariya whether milk of a behema, cholov, is mutter. We know it's mutter. We drink milk from a cat, from a kosher behema. We can drink milk from a behema kshera. But the Gemara Havmin or not, the Gemara Havmin that maybe it's Osral's dam. Dam nechar v'nasa cholov. Milk is really blood. And it's idam. Another Havmin of the Gemara has that cholov, milk, is Abram and Achai. And there's a Shaka Matai. The Gemara says, how do you know milk is mutter? So the Gemara says, Of course milk is mutter. It says Bachalav is asr. Why says Cholav is mutter? Mars is not a right. Maybe Cholav is asr. Dachilo, shtiyah. But so Cholav is asr even b'hanho. Says Mara tries a whole bunch of other makaris. There's a part says v'di Cholav izim l'alachmecha. So think more. Maybe that's for schoira, that you'll sell it to goyim for other things, for other purposes, not for drinking. Finally, it says there's a maskana. It says by Shmuel in the Sefer Shmuel by the Esaseret Chavitzi Cholav that the soldiers they have milk. So he sees they drink. Or it says Zavas Cholav udvash. It wouldn't be Mishtabeh, Beret Yisrael, if it wasn't mutter to drink Cholav. And brings other psukim below Mechir Yayim, Cholav, a whole shack of attire, and Gemara brings a few more. The Shita Mekubetis over there, B'shem Taitis Chitzonius, in Bechoyris Davog, asks, we're looking for a makar that milk is mutter? Vayikach Chema B'Cholav! Rav Avinu served that milchid. That means that milchid, that it's mutter. That should be the raya, the Gemara should bring the raya. Zoktoisis over the Shita, it's not a raya. He thought that they were a ben noich. He thought that they were going. So he gave them milk. Milk is maybe awesome. He wouldn't drink. Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. He wouldn't, like this Havnin, he wouldn't drink it. But to go, he can give it. In the Havnin, that milk is dam. So that's a good Torah. It's a ben noich, it's not muzer on dam. But like the Tzadet, Cholav is awesome because of Edom and Achai. Edom and Achai is awesome even to a ben noich. This was made for ben noich on his Yisur. Taisus is only answering half the kasha. If it's also Avraham Avinu is still a front. But then Taisus adds, he says, it's anyways mukhruch. It says Avraham Avinu gave them basar v'cholav. And how do we know that it was taka? Yes, first of all, let's interrupt. Why is it basar v'cholav? First he gave them milchid and nocht inflation, right? Why, where's the basar v'cholav? So we said either because malach and gufan eisha was nisbashal to. Or also I heard an interesting shot, even after cholav, before you eat the basar, you have to be mekanechtiv, which the plan was to give the bread, and you eat the bread, and that's the hefsek. But the pas was nitma. So the pas was nitma, they didn't have pas, so they went straight from the chema to the l'shoynes b'chardel, went straight, there was no hefsek. Actually, that would be the nitma. But al kaponim zof, the traces you've shown it. So you're bringing a raya from Abrukis mutter. Over there it says he even gave him basar v'chol. Vushtei, because Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Medrash, it says, when he went up to Shemayim to take the Torah, and the Eibach says to the Malachim, Moshe answered them, they want the Torah, answer them. One of the Tainas, the whole Shach of Atariya, but one of the Tainas, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you ate Basa V'Cholav, you were Mitzvah, you ate Basa V'Cholav. No. Oh, but Mezetach said, anyways, Minei Ubei, they were Nechshav. And the Shach is like this. Another Shach, that Freinim Handel, maybe it was a Ben Pekua. Maybe it was Cholav of a Ben Pekua. It says, maybe milk is asr to drink. It's tam, the tevim and achai. What he served them milk? Chema v'cholav. It was the milk of a ben pakua and yeshech the mother. The milk of the ben pakua, you could drink. You could eat the dam of a ben pakua. You could eat the Abram and achai. You don't have to eat shechita. You could eat the giranosh of it when some shechita. Ben pakua is mutter, the gan is the geshechta. It's nishchata yidei shechita same. Now, I don't know how this milk. Avraham Avinu got this milk from a ben pakua. This is an animal that was old enough to be giving milk. That means the mother had been shechted like a few months, a year or two before. And when it was shechted, there was a baby alive, teisha chadashim, ready to go. And it came out, and now it's giving milk. So who shechted that mother 2 months ago? Who was the shoychet? Avraham Avinu started keeping the mitzvahs when he did the bris milah. That was 5 days ago on this story. So whoever had shechted it then 2 years ago, that shechita is going to be a matter of ben pakua for now, for the drinking the cholav. Also, Rabbi Kiva Eger says in Shulchan Aruch that milk of a ben pakua is not milk. You can eat it with meat. So you can't tell me that milk is osur and the head that he drink the milk was a ben pakua, because then the medrash wouldn't have said it's a problem of basar v'cholav either. So the two, there's a famous medrash that the El HaBakar Ras Avram, that Avram Avinu was running after the Bakar, he ran and ran and ran away from him, and finally he found the Maris HaMachpelah, he saw a light, the whole story, the Bakar escaped, and because of his mysterious nefesh for Achmasas Orochim, that's why he was Zoicha to see the Maris HaMachpelah, more of that next week, but we have to get the from, so as HaBakar Asher Osso, the Medrash says he created a Bakar with Sefer HaYitzir. They say that Bakar Taka ran away, it caused him to find the Maris HaMachpelah, but then he created another. So some say, Azam meat from Sefer Yetzirah is not flesh. It doesn't have a din of Basar V'Cholav either. Later, Ibn Chacham wanted to tell me that the milk came from that Bakar. But milk, a bakr doesn't give milk. In a cave, and maybe it's a tzira bakrs give milk. I don't know. On one last shayla, this is the whole arichas, but one last shayla, it says that he served them shoya shalosh l'shoynei z'bachardo. And l'chayr, it's mukra that Avraham Avinu also ate yom, it was Pesach, was sukkah, different spirits. You have to cook. You can't cook for the goyim, only if you're cooking for the yid, it's ma'ar b'shiurim. So he had to make one for himself also. Which is, by the way, why that was nitma, so he's been served. Why? He thinks that these Aravim are makbet to eat tchulin al taras ha-koydesh. No, but Avraham Avinu is makbet, and you can't bake it. Because it's not for him anymore. That's why they couldn't bake it for the... It's Isa Shenitma, the Mishnah and Pesachim, the Nambav. It's Isa Shenitma. That's why he couldn't serve the bread. But Akoponim, so weird from a Bokar of Sefi Yetzirah, there's a form of Shoinus Bacharno. Maybe, again, a Bokar of Sefi Yetzirah. This reminds me of a story. There was once a Shlachtois that they had known that through the process of that day, they had shechted 74 cows. For them were trapers, so the 60 kosher ones, there's a whole... assembly line, and the guy in charge of the Mashgiach is coming. He sees something is wrong. After they had set the tray for separately for the goyim, there were 60 funks. And there's only 60 kosher when something is not accountable for. So they went to the guy who was in charge. He says, "Ki mishamish ba'arba l'shoynis. Ki mishami have to translate it. Ki mish ba'arba l'shoynis. Good. Ki mishamish ba'arba l'shoynis." Avraham Avinu is coming to daven for Sidoim. First he asks, maybe there's 50, maybe there's 40, maybe there's 30, there's a machloik, just like this. First there's a maisa with the Dvar Avram, the Kovner of. He said, what's the pshat? Avraham Avinu should have figured out how many people there were. See what his stats are. Does he have 50, 40? And the other wasn't even 10. What was he starting? He says, it's Geben Azoivi, the Matab and Kovner. Then it was a Shrek Lecha Mageifa of Haskola. People were going off the derech left and right. It was a whole Matecha in his times. He said, that's given the matter in covenant, and then as they even started. He thought there was 50, he started davening, they tell, they let him know, a few more people fell, it was only 40, 30. As always given, there was, till there was Echad Meir, Stein, and Mishpacha, that this was the problem. He says, given as they even started, that's how he described it. But the Shah, there's a Machloikas Rishonim. Avraham Avinu was slowly asking for 50, 40, 30. Rashi learns that when he was asking for 40, he was only asking to say four cities. When he's asking for 30, he's only going to say three of the cities. Until he gets to 10. And Fashtek says the Bakasha 45 is built in also. He was asking for 36, 27, 18, and 9. They say each time Akkar was in Star to be the 10th one. But you're going down. 30 is up to 27. At that point, there's going to be only for three cities. And Amman says no. The entire Shakra of Atariya, 50, 40, 30, was coming to be Matsu with five cities. He says, if not, what's the whole apology? Avraham Avinu keeps on with a whole stickle. Ulai, ah, hapam. Boshes, it's math. I'm not asking for something new. I asked 5 for 50, 4 for 40. What's the new bakosha? What's the issue? So the Raman Fakir, because he kept on trying to save all five cities. Rashi state nishta zelamaisa. I was clearing. Efshalei Rashi, what's the chiddush? He already asked 5 for 50. What's 3 for 30? It's not a new bakosha. It's not a new. Efshalei Taka would be a chiddush that Taka 30. He's going to only save three cities. But the kula that was, he was being mavakish for is that the 30 could be from all five cities. You could even starve. How would you decide which of the three cities? Maybe it's telling totally in the Rurgairum, or maybe in the Darabis of which Sadik is a big Sadik. I don't know. You would work out the details. You didn't get to that. But maybe that could be a issue. But that's the Machloikis, Rashi and the Ramban. But there's a model that could be from the Meshech Chochma. He's Medayg like this. When Avraham Avinu was slowly asking, he asks for 30 and 40. Hashem answers back. If you'll find 30 or 40, Loi Eeth that. Anything. There's 30, 40 tzaddikim. Again, this is Gishmak more like the Ramban, that he's going to save all five cities still. He says, you have 30, 40 chevers still? Not a problem. I'll save all five cities. Oh yes, I won't do anything. When it gets down to 10 and 20, and come, he wants to still save all five cities with 10 and 20, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Loi Ashes. So if the Meshech Chochma tzaddik, Loi Ashes means I won't totally destroy it. But if it's you're delivering me a 10, 20 tzaddikim for all five cities, Loi Ashes, because you didn't make a full delivery. Correct the Meshech Chochma. By 45, it also says Le'ashes. Okay, according to his sister, 30, 40, 45, sure, it applies more to say Le'es. That was the whole chab. Only when he got to the lower numbers, then Hashem says, I'm going to do something. It's not going to be Le'es. It will be Le'ashes. So the Meshech Chochma, 45 is the worst. 45 means there's 9 from each city. All he needed was one more. That's a much bigger time on every last guy that was there. When the matter is such as kemat, that is enough. You could have been the one that was machriya the calf. That's a bigger tanya. Then it's going to be like ashtas. Then the emissary says, you deliver me 40, then something else, but you deliver me 45, that's a bigger kepeda. Then after that, I'm going to be possibly like klum. It will be like ashtas, but episode oynish, the city is going to have to be. On everyone else in the city, they couldn't be that last one. That's a bigger tanya. That's the cheshbon of the you have the Hoshak of Atari, they came to Lloyd. All our riches born here. We're going to move on. Shtei Zoyar, murdered it. Vayat Avram Mishte Godoyl. Shtei Zoyar, he made a Mishte Godoyl. He only invited the Anoshim Chashuvim, the Anoshim Gedoylim. And because of that, he was Nenash, that it was Nitzavah on the Akedah, and to leave them sorrow was Nitzavah. It was an Oynish, because by the Mishte, he only made a Mishte for the Gedoylim. By Yigdal Hayeled, by Yigam, by Yat Avram Mishte Godol, the Yoin Yigam Alas Yitzchok. It's so interesting. What was this Mishte Godol, and when did this happen? Tosis and Shabbos Daf Kuflam. It says it was on the Bris Mila, the day of Avram Yitzchok's Mila. The Yoin Higamel is the Yoin Hey Gimel Mol on the eighth day. Hey Gimel is eight. Gematria eight. It's an easy one. Hey Gimel Mol. The Yoin Higamel is Hey Gimel Mol on the eighth day. Gimel is Gematria eight. He was Mal Yitzchok, so it was the Sudas Bris Mila. I saw a different shot. The Michtav Sofer brings that it was Yitzchok's Bar Mitzvah. Yitzchok's when he became a Chayiv Mitzvah, I don't know if it was when he was 13, but up upon him, when he became to a Darg of Vardat, like Ben Noyach, who's fearing it, like he had Prashas Rochem, that when he became a Chayiv Mitzvah. Another shot is that it was at 24 Chodesh, it was then Chav Dal Chodesh, when he was finishing to be Menik. There's another medrash that says that Avraham Avinu Bemis wrote a sefer of Yichud Hashem, and he learned with Yitzchok the sefer, and it was a siyum. It was a suda of siyum. It says there's many pshat in what this suda, the Mishnah God, a bar mitzvah, a bris, a siyum. Option C, anyway, it says, but there's various mahalchim in the Mishnah God movie. Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker. The Moir de Kazakh. Notice. In Parshas Vayera, it says Vayashkem Avram Baboiker three times. It says it first when Avram Avinu goes to Davin from the Sedoim. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker to go Davin to be matzal the Sedoim. He woke up early in the morning. A second time, it says over here when Sarah tells him to be Megarish Yishmael, it says Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. And a third time, by the Akedah, a third time, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Two of them we lay on Rosh Hashanah, the first talk of the year when we're getting started. The Vayashkem of the year we lay Shiluach Yishmol the first day, and then we lay the Akedah, not the first one of Tfilas Adonim, but those other two we lay on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah Yishtelavek a simna mil the whole year, that the whole year has to be a bechina of Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker Vizrizus Vayashkem. Shteik Sfarim Habo Lahorgecha. The Yitzhar comes Lahorgecha Hashem Lahorgecha. Hashkin, the Yitzhar gets up early. They say it's a good chavrus, the Balkishur, and he comes on time. By Hashkin Lahorgah. Dafkan Rosh Hashanah, all the way in the beginning, Mishtelavek, or Yisoy of Zrizis. Hashkomas Beit HaMedrish, Shachris Va'arvis. Go to sleep early also. Hashkomas Beit HaMedrish, Arvis could be coming tonight, say they're on time, but it also could mean, it means sleep on time, that the Hashkomah in the morning time should be the Bechina of Ayashkim Avram Baboykev. Now the Maitre is a Machlekes Rashi Toysis. A little confusing. I want to show that just the ikar nekud of it. There's a steer in Gemara. There's a Gemara Sochem Daf Dalit. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker Zrizim Magdim on the Mitzvahs Veloy Magdim in Tvei Mitzvahs. You have to be Mezaris, but you don't have to do it 3 o'clock in the morning. You have to be Mezaris from Alois HaShach. Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. On the other hand, the Gemara Nechulun Daf Tzadi Alam brings a whole shach of Atari there. Many Mekaris it brings, but it brings the concept Talmud Chochov Al Yeitzi Yechidi Balayu. Then it's known. It's a whole shmuz. What's the difference of Talmud Chacham and a regular person? But the chiluk we need is that the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham al yetsi yechidi b'alayla brings 5 makoros. Over there in Chulin, one of them is by Avraham Baboiker. Correct choices. Chulin and Pesachim. How did you learn out from Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker? Oyed that Drizim Magdim Lemitzis is only from the morning, and also al yetsi b'alayla. It's a sphere. Maybe really reason is Machayev, you ready from 3 o'clock in the morning to do things. Over there, it had to be from Vayashkin from Baiker, because you couldn't go out earlier because it was Yechidi Balayim. How could you at the same time learn out that reason is only from the morning? So Tosfos goes and says it's two different Vayashkins. Tosfos says, and Rashi argues it, but I want to bring up first Tosfos. Tosfos says, the Vayashkim Avram Baboike of the Akedah, you don't have a problem of Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. He wasn't Yechidi, he was with Eliezer and Shmuel. Also, he was doing it for a Shlichas Mitzvah, Tzivuya Bakedah, Mitzvah and Mizokin. Over there, we learn out the reason Magdimen is from Tzav. On the other hand, the Vayashim Avram of Sodoim, he had gone by himself to the Abba Sodoim. Over there, we learn out Al Yehdi Malayim. The Maisa Tzapela the Toys is because, first of all, the Vayashim Avram Baboiker of Sodoim was a davening, was a tefillah. The Gemara says in Brachas Chavov that that's the Makor of Avram Avinu Tikein Tefillah Shachris. Avram Avinu Tikein Tefillah Shachris. Yitzchak Tikein Tefillah Smincha. Before it, Avram Avinu Tikein Tefillah Shachris. Shenemar. Vayashim Avram Baboiker, which one? The one of Tefillah Sodoim. And I even saw a pshat. He woke up from Alois, because it took him an hour and 50 minutes to melt the time it takes from Alois till Nate. He walked and got there to the Mokam Melcher Omachom, and that's when he davened by Nate. He was Kaveh Tefillah Shachris. So you can't bring a Raya B'chlal about Yetzi Yechidi B'laylo. That's the Zman of Shachris. Rashi though says no. Rashi says we learn everything from the Vayashkim of Akedah. So Kenzai, the Pshat Rashi is like this. Yes, Avram Avinu would have been Mithnimashur, so then he would have done even reason from earlier. Nor the fact that Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla limits his reason only from the morning. That's what you have to say to Das Rashi. Now when he sends Yishmael away, it says, V'tashlech es hayeled tachas achad ha-sichim. The Medrash says, Sichim is Ein El Tfilo, it's the Mokam HaMikdosh. And it also says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shom HaVakol HaNar V'asher Hu Shom, Shom, the Mokam HaMikdosh. And so, right, they bring a Raya, you see from here that Yishmael also has a Shaykhis. They tie in the Hoban HaShaykhis to the Mokam HaMikdosh. V'asher Hu Shom, tachas achad ha-sichim, they have a Shaykhis. Lo'umaze is a medrash. State behemshik by the Akedah. Vayaras amokim erochek. Avram Avinu sees an onon kosher alahor, and he asks Yishmael, "Ma atoloye? Eini roye klum? Gam hachamor einoi roye klum? Shvu lachem poy imachamor." Yitzchok, Avram Avinu asks, "Ma atoloye? Ani roye onen kosher alahor?" Yishmael, the medrash is made. Ich zei garnish dar. I don't see anything. Here the Maaseh says that Yishmael did have a shaitas. Tachas achad ha-sichim. Ken Zayin, it means something else. It means like Sharu Mesoribo, which is already the Frankindim does. All Umas have a shaitas to Mokam HaMikdash. It's a tzinur of Shefa for the whole Bria. Yishmael like Gora from anyone else. Efshaz Yegor. That's what it meant. But Avada can say that the Miyuchad he has a shaitas. He was asked. Tell the Zayin, he was asked. Ma ata roya? Eineni roya klum. He doesn't see anything. On the other hand, he always comes to make problems. Even before, the Targum Yonason says, when they came to Sarah to be Mavater, it said, V'hu Acharov, right? So the Rashi says, V'hu Acharov, the Malach was standing behind. The Targum Yonason says, no, Yishmol was standing behind. And that's why it says Sarah, she knew he was going to already make command of Yonason. So she was a Eiskalach from the Indian, it's not important yet. She was told the Basura, Ke'es Chaya, Yet Hasanor Achaya, Shana Abba Abay. But she laughed about it, because she knew Yishmol was standing, V'hu Acharov. You don't want to make a... You want to make it into father? Yeah. On the other hand, we talked about the Vayashkim Avram Baboyka. There's a third Vayashkim Avram Baboyka. When Avram gets Sora out, they sent Yishmael out, the Tzibi of Sora. Why don't we learn from over there? It's the reason the Magdim and the Mitzvahs. So the parents' question over there, he had to send Yishmael out, it was a Sakona. Over there, it's not a riot, it's reason Magdimun. Over there, every second counts. Avada, you gotta get rid of him right away. You can't bring a riot there to the concept of reason Magdimun. There, Avada, kol regev regev, it's a sakana fi Yitzchak. Avada, the shiur from over there is not a makar for that in me. The Akedah is a lot of them show you in the last and tenth Nesoyin of Avraham. The Shem Yishmuel says that the Iker Nesoyin of the Akedah, and everyone talks about this, what's the Nesoyin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he had a Tzivim Mifurish, the Rebbeinu Shlom was Nesgayim, what's the Nidin, what's the Shaila? So it's either going against his whole Tuna that he was Megai, all the people, until now he was, until now going Chesed, now he's going Gvura, which is about the true. Yitzchak and Avram, both, are going against their Teva. Avraham Avinu, the Midas HaChesed, is now going to Shech Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, the Midas HaGvura, is being Nichna, to be Nishchat. That's what the Pasuk says. Vayomer Yitzchak al Avraham Aviv, Vayomer Avi, Ever Hineni Bini. They're saying to each other, you're doing my Midah, I'm doing your Midah. That's the Ikar Nisoyin. The Ikar Nisoyin is when it's Taka against your Midah. And that's why the Sassemis writes that the Medrash says, Al Acharim, Asheroi Maradach, Achan Haharim is Yatut. Avraham Avinu goes against and doesn't avoid the klapi his midah sachesed. And Fakir Hashem says, now I know you're a Yorei Alikin. And Yitzchak goes against his midah. He goes, Nichna, that creates the mitzvah of Titan Emes Liyakov. I heard of Pshat. Emes is aim and miss. Emes is the letters aim, miss. Aim is rachamim, and miss is gevura. Yeah, the avoid them both together. Now, Kaponim, but Vaita, Hashem was mitzvah. What's the kunz? He's not going to do it. The Eberster can do anything to him. Anyways, what's the avoida? Says Zot Hashem Shmuel, the ikur nakud soin of Akeda was that he did it b'simcha. He had to do it anyways, but he did it b'simcha. And how do you know he did it b'simcha? Because vayashkim Avram b'baydi, because it was b'srizus. When a person's b'simcha about something, and he really wants, then it's b'srizus. So the vayashkim is not a zayt to get prat. The vayashkim is a proba that was the ikur kiyam of his avoid of the nesoyin, that he did it b'simcha. And then he says the remnant is sharf azach. He says, how did Yitzchak get saved the last minute? The Malach came to be Mizgalatin and told him, if he would have been Ba'atzvus, he wouldn't have been Zoycha. He was Zoycha. Ein Ashkin Ashoyra, he wouldn't have been Zoycha. Because he was Zoycha because he Taka did the Avoid of Simcha. He was holding on the Madrega to get a Giloy, and that's why Taka, he was told not to, and the Avoid of the Nisoyin. This is again the process of the Asorin Nisoyinus. And as the Mishnah says of Chaim Volozhin, right, that the Moir the Yisoy, he makes the Tua the Kediyak, that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Asora Doiris, Meodam Adnoyach, that's the previous Mishnah, then it says, Asora Doiris, Minoyach Ad Avram. It doesn't call him Avram Avinu. Asora Doiris, Minoyach Ad Avram. But the next Mishnah, Asora Nisioinus Nisnas Avram Avinu. Legavi, the Nisioinus is called Avram Avinu because then the Nakuda of the Nisioinus is what was implanted into his Bacharot. The reason why Klal Yisrael all through the Doiris is holding by doing Mesiris Nefesh to leave where they have to go from to do a Lech Lecha, or Mesiris Nefesh Mamash to be Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem is from the Lech Lecha Vakeda, and it goes to all of them. The Nesiyoy implanted in Klal Yisrael that B'tivam they're holding by being Oymen and Nesiyoy. Avram Avinu put that Koyach in. It says the Pirkei that Rabbi Elazar brings that Avraham Avinu had a din of a Kohen Gadol. He had a din of a Kohen Gadol. So the Radal explains, what does it mean he had a din of a Kohen Gadol? Because he was going to become an Oinen. Yitzchak was going to be dead, and Avraham Avinu now is going to be an Oinen. Only a Kohen Gadol could be Makar of Oinen. A Kohen Head can't be Makar. So it was necessary for the Medrash, the Pirkei that Rabbi Elazar, to be Madgish, that he has a din of a Kohen Gadol. So I saw a Shaila. He's also going to be Tameh. Be Tommy Mace. The Teretz is Tumah Hodge Betzila. He's the only Kohen around. So the Al Tumah, but Oinen wouldn't be. For Oinen, you have to be Kohen Gadol. I once saw a Kohen. It would also be a third problem. Besides Oinen and Tumah, Kohen Shaharagas and Nefesh is possible. But then Avad is not a Shaila. Akeda is Haragas and Nefesh. Akeda is Akeda. He doesn't become Haragas and Nefesh for doing Akeda. Akeda is Akeda. Harag Poshet. Oinen and Tumah, Kevin Fragan, he's an Oinen. Interesting, some soifer. The Gemara has a shaila in Chulin, Naftazayin, whether you could do shechita the mechuber or only the tolish. Meaning, you take a knife, a machelis, yeah, in the chest, or technically the behemo, the oif, whatever you want to shed, and bring it to a sharp stone that's mechuber to the karka, to a mountain, to an even that's betoich the karka, and shech the mechuber. It's a machelis. The Gemara comes out. You need to do shechita dafka b'tosh. The Gemara brings a raya. Because it says, Vayikach asa machelis. Why is that Yitzchak and Avram? Why are they schlepping a machelis? It's Shmel Tzafar on the mountain. You'll find an Evan or a Tzur. And you'll be able to shecht over there. Elamah, you need to do shechita b'tosh. So the Gemara has a shakam atari. They're chulun daf tazayin. And Rav Chiya says back, he says, I see a vav over here. Vav d'chtiv a'uf d'kamer. I see a vav. He says back, yeah, but maybe it's also Jesus of Avram. He wanted to make sure he had a knife. What's the vav? What's the, a very cryptic shak of Atari. The Mepharshim should talk about it. Sam Soifer says an interesting pshat. He says, we know there's a machloikis Chazal tell us that Yitzchak was 37. They make the cheshbon that Yitzchak was 37 by the Akedah, and Sarah was nifted right after the Basura of the Akedah, and the cheshbon comes out as 37 years old. Oh, but the Ibn Ezra brings, in his Mahalach, a lot of times he goes in the Pshut Yishal Mikra, he says, but how you can learn the Pashtas, a lot of times not like Chazal, and he brings the Tzad that it was the Yitzchak was a baby. Was Mamash a teenager. As they bring the Razat Tzad. So he says like this. Let the Chassam say it. The Gemara, from the fact that they bring a Machelis that you can't do with Machor. If Yitzchak is 37 years old, it's not a Raya. It's much simpler to shef the 37-year-old with a Machelis. A baby, not. A baby, it's not good. Instead of having to hold the baby and the knife, working it out, and this, you bring the Tzabar to the Evan. The Evan is already there. It's a lot easier. If Yitzchak is a baby, then Machor, you have a Raya that you need Tolish. Should have used an Evan. So the Gemara said, I have a Raya. They follow like the Ibn Ezra. Maybe he was a baby and state that they slept a knife. What are you slapping a knife? Must be shechita has to be the tallish. So he says back now, what about the vav? The vav means vayiu chai yisor. Vayiu chai yisor is mitzara fit to the akedah that Chazal teach us that Sora was nifter because she heard about the akedah. The akedah was when he was 37. And that's when Sora was nifter. She was nifter right after the akedah. That proves that Yitzchak was 37. So he says so there's no raya anymore. I see the vav of vayiu chai yisor, Yitzchak was 37. So fools of Uriah, maybe shechita could be by mechaber, not by a 37-year-old, he's even tallish. And that's what the Shaka Vatari was in the Gemara Chulin. We'll end this off. It says, Misha Onel Avram Avinu Bahar Meiria Hu Yaneinu. Misha Onel Yitzchak Kishenekar Agav Yamazbeach Hu Yaneinu. What was the tefillah? What were they davening? Avram was davening that it shouldn't happen? Davening. What's the tefillah? Davening the Kudalam is boiner. What was the tefillah that it should be niskabel? The carbon, Misha, all the other things that are mentioned in the Misha Onel over there were that there was a terminalist problem. And they were davening for a chasolah of something. The rest of the Misha Onas in the list over there. As you're getting towards Tachnan, going through the Misha Onas by Endes Lichas. But so what's the Misha Onah? What's the tefillah? What was the tefillah of Avram and what was the tefillah of Yitzchak by the Har Meriah?
That's the truth. That's
what
that
part is
about.
Like asking about Moses, but the first day off. Right.
What
is it? Go. What is it that we're
following? The rapper. So.